Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Thank you so much. Maria Timpe there says, that's true. Peace from God is very healthy and grateful. Amen. That is Maria Timpe. Thank you so much, Maria Timpe. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. There's so much need for true spiritual peace. Yeah? So much. You go into the houses, man, you check into our houses. There's a need for peace, true spiritual peace. I'm not talking being in good terms with one another. I'm talking about true peace. Now, Isaiah 14, verses 3, it shall come to pass in the day of the Elohim gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. And because there's lack of peace, there are bondages, Ritmakam. There are sorrows each and every time. I mean, lape for sloras, ama funerals, they are every day.
Yeah,
also there is this life of fear. I know many of my neighbors. They live in fear, man. They've put cameras in the streets. They put cameras in the. If you come to my house, you'll see, Makam. They put cameras in the street. It's fear, and it's also because of violence. There are those who are violating them in their houses. I mean, how can someone be happy about farm murders? You can't be happy about that. It's an indicative of a country that is filled with souls who are without peace. Any form of murder. Racial murder, whatever it is. Now, it says, it shall come to pass in the day the Elohim gives you rest from your sorrow. There's so much sorrow. There's so much fear. There's so much hard bondage in which we are made servants. The devil has orchestrated it in so much that we are servants of our own violations. Hi, banana man. Makam, Uri.
Hey, please. Yeah, Kakan and Tulila, we have to look at our king, our own king.
Yeah.
He was a king of peace. When you read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, Sebe Mishaya, Bayenza yonke into. The Bible says, Kutina, Azanga Fulum Long. Peace, le. Wenga kwazi Kutina abakhesha. Wenga kwazi kwenza noma yini. But ngoba, unolwazi yokuthi yena, number one, ungobani. Ngoba ulwazi. Ilienza izinto, ngendlela imangalisayo. Unolwazi lokuthi yena ungubani. Then azanga avule umlomo. Kuverse 7. Wathula lithi Bible, he was silent. Kungathi imvu before abanikazi bayo. Yime phambi kwabanikazi bayo. Sebayenza noma yini. Abanye imvu bafika bayihluba bayikhatha lo uboya ukuthi bayenza whatever amajezi lawo iyayithulela nje. You understand? Unokuthula yena. When you go to John chapter 19, chapter 20, verse 19, it peace be with you. UJesu bathola abantu bakhathazekile ukuthi njengoba seke afile, sizosala sinzeni. Uma afika, uthi peace, makube khona kini ukuthula. Ukuthula kukamoya. Hayi ukuthula lokho ukuthi, ya, ngizothula nje so that ngimlalise. Akusiyikho lokho. Kwazi ukuthi na. Yikho lokho. Ukuthula kwangempela lokho kubuya kuKristu okunothando phakathi. Ngayi kuthula lokho. Uthi noba Hebrew chapter verse 14.
uthi shisekela kuba nokuthula nabo bonke.
Hebrews chapter
shisekela kuba nokuthula nabo bonke. In other words, na umumbhalo woma nabo bonke. Akasho ukuthi na abe side ithile or abe rest ethile. No, nabo bonke. Ngoba uma kubeka thina ngoba without ukuthula you will not see the Lord. In other words, Luke Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. Umathina, blessed are the peacemakers because they will be called children of the Lord. Nakuba ibhethana sisekela kuba nokuthula nabo bonke. Lokungathi uma umuntu angenaka angeke ayibone uNkulunkulu. Uya kuba njani umntana kaNkulunkulu? Kanti wena awu promote peace lapho uhlele khona. Abanye kuba yibo baplanayo ukuthi na abanye baxoshwe emsebenzini. Abanako ukuthula empilweni yabo. So, uthi mpostola, shisekela kuba nokuthula. Don't look at rest yomuntu. Don't look into lela. It tribe yomuntu ukuthi lo muntu umhlobo bani, thina sibakona ngoma, thina sibaka maphutu. With everyone, lapho ukhona abantu bakhalela kungathi kube ukhona. Ngaba yonke lento lena ayikho. Bangathi uma ufikile bathi yokwasuka lokho. No. Umntana kaNkulunkulu makube a peace maker. Umntana kaNkulunkulu makube huya promoter ukuthi ukuthula kube khona. Into esiyenzakalayo namhlanje kweliwe even nasemabandleni. Kweliwe in the country and ibandla lithulile. Izinto ziyenzeka. Alikho ekupromoteni kokuthula ibandla. Ibandla yilo lipromota i-confusion. Ibandla. So, we need to promote peace. Ukuthula, hayi lokwethu kwemvelo. Ngoba lokwethu kwemvelo kunamanga phakathi. Kodwa kuba ukuthula, spiritual peace lokhu uzoba ukugqokiswa uye umnikazi wokuthula. Ngoba uma uzenzela ukuthula kwakho wena, kunamanga phakathi, kunezinto ezizifihlile. Yilinto amaZulu bathina, ufihle induku emqubeni. Yilokhu ukuthula lokho kwemvelo. But uma ngaba ukuthula lokhu uzoba ukunikezwa umnikazi wokuthula, uthi noma sebakonile, uthi it's okay. Lord, into engidingayo ngidinga ukuthula ngoba wena uNkulunkulu ungukuthula kwami. May the good Lord bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Give us a shout. We talk about the peace of our Father in heaven, true spiritual peace. What is it even all about? Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. 0826572729. Can you believe someone is writing WhatsApps and then he thinks this is Big Brother? You don't have peace at all. You know, sending messages there, so many messages. This is bad. Right. True peace. We are talking about that. Maria Timpe said it is very healthy to have such, and graceful, says, and grateful. And we say amen together with you, Maria Timpe. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. What is true spiritual peace? And what are the signs that would show that there's a lack of true spiritual peace in our land, amongst us, in churches, places of work, our families, personal lives, private lives? What are indicators that would show that there is indeed a lack of peace. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout there. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, Pastor Green, what comes to mind on this issue?
Amen. Amen. Pastor Ray, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are Hallelujah. Still here. Glory yes. to God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are talking about spiritual peace. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We need this peace, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We need this peace. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes in the areas where we are staying, we find we got problems. Hallelujah. People can make a lot of noise. That stay around you, people that stay around you, people that stay in the area, they can make a lot of noise with their radios, with what. And that we call it, they disturb your peace.
Mm.
They make your peace not to be fulfilled, hallelujah. They disturb you, your peace. You can't have peace, hallelujah. Mm. Sometimes you want to sleep at night. You can't sleep in peace because the neighbors were rasa.
Mm.
They are making noise, hallelujah.
Mm.
They give you problems. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
But now, Pastor Ray,
Amen.
If I read in the book of James chapter 3, verse 18, there's a beautiful verse there, hallelujah.
Yes.
Let me read it for you, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
The Bible says the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. In other words, we are not, there's no anxiety, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
There's peace in our heart.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we sow the fruit of righteousness, there's calmness, hallelujah. When we sow the fruit of righteousness. But it's only those that make peace, those that know to make peace, is those that sow the fruit of righteousness. Now the Bible says, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. I want to read another verse, Pastor Ray, but I'm still going to speak about this verse. Just hear what Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 say. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. I want to read it here from my Bible. The people that don't know, I'm reading from the New King James Version.
Mm.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Just read with me, beloveds. Bear with me so that we can understand this thing. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They shall be called sons of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. When we read in James chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. In other words, if you are a peacemaker, Pastor Ray, you are blessed.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are blessed by God. You are blessed by the Holy Spirit of God. You are blessed by Jesus Christ. You are blessed by the Word of God. You yourself bless other people.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Why are you called blessed? Why are you called the sons of God? Hallelujah. Because you bring peace between people. Sometimes people are fighting, are arguing. Sometimes people want to hurt each other, want to destroy each other.
Mm.
And you are a peacemaker, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. You come and you make peace between people. You don't cause people. You don't misunderstandings and discord. Hallelujah. You make people to understand. You bring peace in their midst, hallelujah.
Mm.
That's why the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. But now the only person that can be called blessed are the peacemakers is when we go back to James chapter 3, verse 18. The Bible says the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9 is talking about the same thing. Those that make peace, those that bring peace in the midst of people, those that cause relationships to come back to each other, those that cause friendships to come back to each other, those that cause people to understand each other. They are peacemakers, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And this is what we need, even in the gospel, even in the house of God. We are tired of people that cause other people to fight. We are tired of people that cause misunderstanding. Hallelujah. Mm. So we want this thing to work out, Pastor Ray. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray. We will continue. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are looking into the very aspect of true spiritual peace, what it is even all about. Now, I'm looking at Isaiah 28:12. It says, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the threshing, yet they would not hear. Are we rebelling against the peace that the Father is giving us? Are we rebelling against the peace that the Father is giving us? You know, are we rebelling that? Are we rebellious? Are we stubborn? Because he says, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet you would not hear. Are we, in many instances, rebelling against the peace of the Most High? Mfundis, what do you say?
Yeah, Mfundis, we rebel against the peace unkulunkulu asinikeza yona. Ngoba I peace unkulunkulu asinikeza yona ibuka kongathi uyigwala. Special uma ufika ebantwini lapha kuna madlobongela khona izibi lezile sithando kulo wena umntana kaNkuluNkulu ubukeka kongathi uyigwala. You understand? Then ke ukuze nawe ubonakala ukuthi wena uyindoda, because we think utina uyindoda uma ngaba abantu bayakusaba bonke. Then is when ke ubonakala ukuthi uyindoda. Then ke kathi ukuthula kukaNkuluNkulu kukwenza ube humble ngendlela emangalisayo. Ngoba lokuthula lokhu la yiloko ukuthula kusukhona lokwenzela, yiloko ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwenzisa. Uyalibona ibhubezi mfundisi uma ngaba se balithemile. Akudaba ukuthi liluma kangakanani, kodwa ngoba se balenzise le nto balenzise yona, uma ungalibeka la noma ungabeka inyama la alisayenzi next. Ngoba liyenzisiwe. You understand? But uma ngaba kuyinja yokuphela you know, one day iyakuhweba yivala, kodwa ngoba inature yayo ayisukanga iyakuhweba. So ukuthula kukaNkuluNkulu loku uNkulunkulu asinika khona, we rebel because ubukeka kongathi uyigwala. Abantu bangaze bakubuze, you know, right now ishumayela ebhasini,
ikhuluma ngoChrist ukuphendukana. Then le ndoda lela iphenduka ethi angifuni ukuyizwa lento leya phethe placard yaphepha ngempamo. Ngoba lona so wenzise ukuthula. Uthi okay ngiyabona ukuthi ngishayile. Ngicela ukuphinde nangabe. But ayengokuthi akanaso isandla sokuthi angaphindisele. But because wenzise ukuthula, se unalokhu ukuthula kukababa. Kumenza abe igwala phakathi kwebhasi kuze kusukuma labantu labala kuba yibo basuka ibakhuze lo muntu lona. But there is a highly possibility yokuthi lo baba uma ngathi ukhohle inqindi akamshaya lamfana. So in all the ukuthi na nani uzobonakala ukuthi na ngumuntu ngiyakwazi ukulwa, then I have to rebel against the peace uNkulunkulu anikeza yona. In order ukuthi na ngizilwele mina ngoba ayisiki ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyashekisa ngami, kanti uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi bahlekise ngami so that yena amandla wakhe nokuthula kwakhe kubonakala, because life is not about me but is about him. Kumele kubonakala i-character yakhe yokuthula. It's not about my character, ngoba i-character yami uma ngiyi-display abantu angeke basizakale. So kulapho ke sitholakala khona sirebel against ipeace le uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona.
Eish, it's sad, Muruti, that we find those kinds of things really coming across. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. Oh, no, man. Why are people sending me messages like this? Now it's about KZN police on high alert due to concerns about potential arrest ahead of a terrorism trial. Oh no, come on, man. Come on. I want us to talk about spiritual peace. Today, the messages are something else. Send us, give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona my brother, Barry.
Hey, Putwami.
Ngiyabulisa, ngikamela inkosi Jesu, ngibulise nomfundisi Magama.
Babo, mpepetha.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami.
Amen.
And the topic, true spiritual peace, Barry. See, Banda, we must all adopt a humble, submissive spirit to one another, Barry.
Yeah.
In the faith of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Sisuke kubantu bezwe.
Yeah.
We must not boast ngezinto ezenzekayo, ezenzeka eGibhithe. Sisaphila izimpilo zethu singakasindiswa.
Yeah.
Umfundisi Magama sakhuluma ngale ndoda le eshaywa ngempama, kepha yathula lo ndoda ngoba seyazi manje ukuthi ayisayiphilela, iphilela uJesu Kristu.
Yeah.
There's a story saying someone did see why go get uniform and rule. Not a strategy. What kind of a fan of the Puzela is the shield? Bam Quenza.
Yeah.
What for me, Lusatani, brother? Why? What the hell? You may learn Lapo. ngiyabuya ngisayokhupha keeper le uniform so
nizanazga
kanje manje
usese khona
yeah uthe buya ethethe indukunyana labafana babe ngasekho behambile I'm sure abantu babatshela ukuthi hey lo Xbox lo ungidi madoda ayabuya
yeah.
babengekho lapho
uzonibhabuza eh
yeah we have two spiritual priests peace brother Ray Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior has provided everything to us siibandla to remain victorious
yeah.
over the evil forces of darkness spiritual peace kuhlala sazi ukuthi we have the armor of God to protect us. We must put on the armor of God. Which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Lord.
Yeah.
Spiritual peace is to speak the truth in love.
Yes.
What Tina says as it is to go to Jesus Christ, we are yet to find an employer, the Lord. A day common. So, lolu thando lungaka. And we are compelled to share this love with others. Ibaluleke ngempela lento leyo
yeah.
nje. Nakuthula nje this love singayidlulisele kwabanye abantu. Uyabona ukuthi into enjalo ayilunga ngaphakathi. Ngoba nathi we were spiritual dead brother.
Yeah.
But when we were born again, we were united with God and we become alive spiritually. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madala uNkulunkulu wanibusise God is glory.
All the time uNkulunkulu akubusise
baba. Ngiyabonga bavula
kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you. God bless you my brothers. God is glory.
How's it going? Right, send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about true spiritual rest.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, Mankosi, thank you so much. Mankosi says, greetings, Bafundisi. Nami, I'm reading Psalms 46, verse 10. It says, Thulani niqonde ukuthi ngingunkulunkulu. Another says, ukuthula kukankulunkulu okudlula ukuqonda konke kuyolondoloza imiphefumulo yenu. Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, inhliziyo eqinileyo iyayilinda ngokuthula. Hey, madoda. Sawubona, Dumela. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Pastor Ray?
Sikhona ninjani, putu wami?
Shapira, it's me, Tumisani.
Welcome to me.
So, Pastor.
Yeah,
you know, walking in peace, Pastor Ray.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, the word says there is actually no peace for the wicked. Yeah, you know, in the Beatitude in Matthew 5, there's a verse that says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Yeah, so that means the contrary would be unblessed are the warmongers because they will be called the children of the devil.
Yeah.
So which means the warmongers are the wicked. And the Bible says there's no peace for the wicked.
Yeah.
So this is due to this. It's a matter of lust, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
Yeah. An unregenerate nature which is given to death. It's ruled by lust. So James says, you fight, you do all these things, you even kill to get something, and you still don't get it because you are driven by the lust. And Uti, this is because, remember, these are the children of the devil. These are warmongers. They are not the children of God. Then James says, it is because you do not ask. Because God knows that he created you to have desires and needs. So you should present your needs. You know, in Philippians it says, present your needs, your supplications with thanksgiving to God, you know.
Yes.
These folks, if I were to use that word, they actually, they're children of the devil. They hate their father. They don't ask. So their lust are outrageous. You know, they care whatever that is in front of them. And then still they don't get it. So, and James says, even if you ask, the Father doesn't answer you because you ask amiss.
Hmm.
And what is to ask amiss? It's so that you can spend it on your pleasures.
Hmm.
That is if at least he made it get to maybe pretended to ask God.
Mm.
Still, he doesn't qualify to be given that because he asked amiss, yeah, to spend it in what? In his pleasure. And James go ahead and say, if you love the world, which means the love of the Father is not in you.
Mm.
Yeah. So in the church context, if there are people who, as I've been listening, people sometimes they fight in the church. It's because they're actually still playing games. I don't know if other people really understand. I don't know how to put this one. Like, you know, like, I'm playing church or I'm playing life. Because if you come into the house of God, which means you should come to a place where you commit yourself, because Christ does not count how many people are in the church. He counts those who actually repent and commit themselves to him. Mm. Because many say at the end, we were casting demons, we were even this and this in the church, and you say, go away, I never knew you. So I was wondering, why were you wasting your time? So God knows you're smart enough, you're not wasting your time, you're actually playing him.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you were playing in Kashagat. Yeah. So this is all about, it's all about the playing. So in the house of God, because you are a child of God and you're still buying into the notions of fighting, allowing those lives, not necessarily seeking God, understanding the processes of God, the timing of God as your Father, and then you allow lust to actually disrupt even the house of God in a sacred place. You're actually playing with fire. That is coming to a warning to every one of us.
Absolutely.
Because you're... Amen. So, yes, Pastor Ray. And just finally, there's this thing that comes now.
Yes.
You know, Paul says, even before we came to Christ, we were also walking like that.
Mm.
We were hating and we were hated.
Mm.
Basically, we were liars.
Mm.
Yeah. So, as a healing in the true children of God, in the house of God, make up your mind and be truthful. Because Christ, as pastors have alluded, Christ says, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. Yeah,
yeah,
the peace that surpasses understanding. Get real about that, because it's true. Amen.
Wow.
So, that's it, Pastor.
Wow, thank you so much, Tumsan. I really appreciate, man. Blessings to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Blessed to you again.
Auzege. Right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You can also send us a voice note via WhatsApp. And let's hear what you say on the WhatsApp. The very notion and issue is what we are talking about. And this is our true spiritual peace, what it is even all about. Pastor Green, let me bring you again here.
To Jesus, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor Ray, we continue still, hallelujah. We are talking about spiritual peace, praise the name of the Lord. You know, as I understand, peace already in itself, it's spiritual, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Peace in itself, it is spiritual.
Mm.
But now, Pastor Ray, you know, there's many things in this world. There's many challenges in this world, hallelujah.
Mm.
There's so many challenges that people have. They disturb the peace.
Mm.
They disturb that people don't have peace, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
For example, at the unemployment rate. There's people that want peace, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
But they cannot get peace, hallelujah. And also, what I want to say before I go further, Pastor Ray, you know, you cannot have peace without Jesus.
Yeah.
Remember, we said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus say, I give you peace. I leave you with peace.
Mm.
So you cannot have peace without Jesus.
Mm.
I'm talking here about unemployment that is causing, that disturb our peace, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
But even if you can get a job, that is not a guarantee that you will have peace. Because we talk about the inner peace. We talk about a peace, a spiritual peace, hallelujah.
Mm.
We talk about a peace that is in your spirit, in your soul, in your heart. A peace, Pastor Ray, that is unexplainable.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
You find sometimes men leave their wives. for a younger woman. It disturbed the peace of that woman,
yeah.
Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find women leave their husbands for richer men.
Mm.
It disturbed the peace of that man.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Pastor Ray, a lot of things are happening in this world, and it caused some people to have anxiety.
Mm.
It caused people to have problems.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Mm.
So what I want to say, Pastor Ray, I want to read the verse and then we will talk. I will talk to you. Hallelujah. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Just hear what the Bible says. This is so wonderful. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So what I was talking about now, Pastor Ray, everything that I've talked about, the challenges of this world, the things that happen in this world, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
The Bible says, be anxious about nothing.
Yeah.
Don't let anxiety kill you. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Be anxious about nothing, but in everything, make a prayer request to God. Make your supplications known to God.
Yeah.
Have trust in God. Believe in God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Because God will give us peace, Pastor Ray. Mm. God will fill our hearts with peace. Just hear what verse 7 say. Philippians 4 verse 7 say, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Mm. There come Jesus in now, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Mm. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The peace of God that surpasses every education. The peace of God that surpasses everything. Hallelujah. It will give us, it will bring our hearts. It will give us peace in our hearts, peace in our minds through Christ Jesus. But God don't want us to be to have anxiety. God wants us to have peace of mind. But how can we have peace of mind, Pastor Ray? There's only one way. If we start to trust God, if we start to make our prayers known to God, if the Bible says we should take these things in prayer before God. Whatever it is that causes anxiety, whatever it is that causes us not to feel comfortable, Pastor Ray. Sometimes we are distracted because of the things of this world, and it causes us not to have peace. It causes us not to have peace, but now to have that spiritual peace, Pastor Ray. The only thing that I can say tonight is we can take our problems. Jesus, the Bible in the book of Peter say, cast all your cares upon him because he care about you. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about, Pastor Ray, shortly, is that people give their cares to Jesus. They cast their cares. But some other people, they go back and take their cares again. Other people, in supplication, on their knees, they make their problems known to God. They give their problems to God. But why do we not get a peace of mind? It's because, Pastor Ray, when we stand up from our knees after we have prayed, we take that problem again. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I think sometimes there's women that have problems with their children. Maybe the young man is giving them trouble. There's men that have problems with their sons. Maybe the young man is giving them a lot of trouble. Now we go to God with this man because we have the peace of mind. This man is a problem in the house. He gives us a lot of... We want the peace of mind. Now we pray to God. But the problem is why we will not get peace, Pastor Ray. It's because after we pray, we take that problem back again. We don't leave it in the hand of God. So if we want peace of mind, if we want the spiritual peace, Pastor Ray, I think when we pray and we ask God, whatever it is we ask God, let us leave it there by the feet of God. Let us leave it there by the feet of Jesus. Let us trust him. Let us trust him that whatever we ask him, he will do it. I think that is what the verse in Philippians 4 verse 6 say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to read it again before I give other people a chance. Be anxious for nothing. Just hear what the Bible says. Be anxious for nothing. It doesn't matter what the problem is. Let anxiety not kick in. Be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. Then he go further. He say, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Let your, whatever it is that disturb your peace, let it be known to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the King of peace. In the Old Testament, the Bible says Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So if we make our supplications known to him, if we give our prayer request, our prayers to him, listen, Pastor Ray, God is going to make a way. The Prince of Peace is there to help us. God bless you, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
May he bless you abundantly also, Pastor Green. Thank you so much. And of course, let me read again what Mankosi said there.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
And Mankosi says, greetings, Bafundis. Nami, I'm reading Psalms 46, verses 10. It says, Tulani nkonde ukuthi ngingunkulunkulu. And another says, ukuthula kankulunkulu ukudlula ukuqonda konke kuyolondoloza imphefumulo. And Isaiah 26, verses 3 says, inhliziyo eqinileyo iyayilinda ngokuthula. Pastor Ray, sisakudinga ukuthula kukaNkulunkulu ezinhlizweni zethu. Siyabonga, Jesu. That is what she said there. I wanted to read that properly. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Now, let me bring this to you, Pastor Makamu. Now, I am reading Matthew. Okay. Let me return to Isaiah again, because I read... I read 14. Now, 28, it says, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they refuse to hear. And then chapter 30, verse 15 says, for thus says the Elohim Yahuwah, the Holy One of Yasharal, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. This spiritual peace is also our strength. It says, quietness and rest shall be your strength. So if we don't have the spiritual peace, we become a weak people. We become weak believers. What say you, Mfundisi Makam?
Yeah. Ukuthola Mfundisi, kuba amandla wethu ngenxa yokuthi na umuntu uhlakaniphile aka display ubuhula ebantwini. But umuntu uyisuhula u displaya ubuhula bakhe ebantwini. So when it's peace, kungamandla lokho, ngoba ngisisika kwenzeka kini ngelinelanga mfundisi ngilaphaya ne street view BP ngithelo pro waba khona umuntu afika wangiphazamisa nje. Ayi, ngabona ukuthi lo muntu lo lawo yabona lawa baza ngokulwa labantu.
Yeah.
Ngabukela la mesayithini. Wathenga waqeda. Angazi ukuthi ukukhulume kanjani ne petrol attendant laphana. Kwehle omunye baba afika ashaye yena lo muntu lo la bekadelela mina. Uma sengizwa ke yathi uqala wadelela lo muntu. So takuthi uzihambe udelela bonke labantu labana sengibona impamo mina kube ngengadisplaya icharacter yami kwakuzoba njani. So umuntu uhlakaniphile, amandla kaNkulunkulu ahlala ekuhlakanipheni kokuthula komuntu. Umuntu mana aba nokuthula, amandla kaNkulunkulu ahlala lapho, and is very powerful ukuthi umuntu abe nokuthula. Not ukuthi na, and it's good ukuthi na ungasheshe uphakame ukukhuluma. Is that ukuthi uthule, ngoba noma uyisiphukuphuku uma uthulile ukuthi uyisiphukuphuku abantu ababoni. Bacanga ukuthi uhlakaniphe kakhulu. And bacanga ukuthi unolwazi eliningi, kungakho bazama nokukuhlokoloza ukuthi, ngoba the moment you speak, the Bible says ukuthi na out of the abundance of your heart the mouth will speak. So ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi uhlakaniphe kangakanani bazokuzwa uma ukukhuluma. So better ukuthi uba nokuthula than ukuthi uzama ukubonisa ukuhola bakho ukukhuluma. So amandla wethu aba ekuthuleni awekho. Kungakho impi yethu umfundisi wethu, umfundisi wami, asiyilwe ngezandla, siyilwa siguqe ngedolo. while abanye bayilwa baphethe ikhale baphethe lokhu nalokhu yana thina sithatha impi siyedolweni sibe nokuthula okay it's okay yenza lento uyifunayo it's okay and lawo mandla lawo lapho uNkulunkulu azowasebenzisa angeke awasebenzisa ngesikhathi true word but awasebenzisa true munye umuntu ukuthi afika kumlwela uyithulele nje wena aphinde lo muntu abeka kumlwise abuyeza ukucela advice kuwe.
Yeah, no, Yaguza. Yaguza Mganwam. Let us take another voice note.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babungai.
Ngokuthola ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay ngibingelele ke nakuma guest studio nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit ngibingelele egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha isihloko ethi esithi true spiritual peace ukuthula kweqiniso ke emoyeni peace is God's will spiritual peace is a reality. True spiritual peace is to be calm and have contentment that comes from a relationship with God. It's a peace that's not dependent on circumstances, and it's considered to be the most important type of peace. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Now the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the spirit is life and peace. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Ukudla nokuphuza akwenza umuntu ukuthi ke athole ukuthula. Baningi ke abasuthayo, kodwa ke abanakho ukuthula. Banakho konke, kodwa ke abanakho ukuthula. The peace is different from the world's definition. As Jesus said in the book of John 14, verse 27, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. Do I give to you? Do not let your hearts be troubled nor afraid. The true spiritual peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. True peace isn't a feeling. It is inner peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We can find that in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Peace is the presence of God. Peace comes from exercising faith in the character of God and His word. James chapter 3, verse 18. Ithi, kepha isithelo sokulunga sihlwanyelwa ngokuthula kubo abakwenzayo ukuthula. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Ndodana yami, ungakhohlwa umthetho wami, kepha inhliziyo yakho mayigcine imiyalo yami, ngokuba iyakwenzela kuwe ubude bezinsuku, neminyaka yokuphila nokuthula. 17 to 18. Izindlela zakho ziyizindlela zokumnandi, yonke imikhondo yakho ingukuthula. Kungumuthi wokuphila kwabakubambayo nababambelela kukho babusisiwe. We will have peace when we enter the rest of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. For we who have believed do enter that rest as he has said. So I saw in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Hey abantu ke bayakuthanda ukuthi mangabe ke ukhona esedlule emhlabeni noma ke ebengakholwa bethi ke lala ke ngokuthula. Hey abazolala ke ngokuthula yilabo abamukele uJesu Kristu waba inkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zabo. Labo ke abangazange bakwenze ke besaphila angeke bakuthola ukuthula. We enter God's rest by believing his word and by trusting in him instead of ourselves or someone else. When you are resting in God, you can trust God in your circumstances and not work to try to figure everything out. True peace is found in Jesus. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, to come to him and he will give us rest. In Jesus' presence, he gives us peace and rest. His rest is a rest we can have in our souls, our mind, will, and emotions. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. God's peace is sovereign, gracious gift, bestowed on those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 57, verse 19 to 21, it says, there is no peace, saying, my God, for the wicked. Akukho ke ukuthula kwababi. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu, anibusiseke egameni elingaphezukwawo wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazaretha. Amen.
Thank you so much. And of course, we are going towards the end. A little snippet also of what Pastor Green said, then umfundisi Makamu.
I want to bring you to a point where you can understand. Yeah. And Jesus go further in the same Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Mm. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, from ungentle and lowly in heart.
Uh-huh.
And you will find rest for your soul. Rest like peace, Pastor. You will find peace for your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he say, take my yoke upon you because my yoke is light. It's not the Jesus have said in the book of John chapter 14 verse 27. Jesus have said, I give you peace not as the world. Now, yeah, Jesus is not here. He's not talking like the world here. He said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke, my yoke is light. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Jesus is saying, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. Jesus is, how can I say, gentle? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm. The world is giving us pressure. The world is giving us trouble. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, come to me. He's not chasing us away, Pastor Ray. Because now we are restless. He chased us away. He said, come to me. Now that is what some people fail to do, Pastor Ray. They can go somewhere else, but they won't come to Jesus. But the thing is, Jesus is the one who can give us peace. Let's see verse 30. Matthew 11 verse 30. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, when you read these verses, Pastor Ray, and you understand it, you say to yourself, but why must I carry this heavy load?
Mm.
You say to yourself, why must I go through this pressure? Why must I face these challenges? There is somebody, hallelujah.
Mm.
There's somebody. The Bible says, cast your cares upon him.
Mm.
You don't have to carry that load. You don't have to stress yourself out. You don't have to do all these things. What you can do is say, Jesus, take it, hallelujah.
Mm.
And I tell you, Jesus will take it, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Jesus knows our heart. Jesus knows how far we can go. Jesus knows what we are capable of doing.
Mm.
The devil wants to destroy us. The Bible says the thief come only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Now that one that the Bible says the thief come only to steal. What does the thief want to steal? Pastor Ray, first of all, the devil don't have a body. He don't want our clothes.
Mm.
Second point, the devil don't have a driving license. He don't want our cars. Point number three, the devil have a house already because he lives in some people. So he don't want our houses. What does the devil want? The devil want to steal our peace. The devil wants to steal our peace. That's why the Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to steal our peace. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life. If you don't have life, Pastor Ray, you don't have peace. Hallelujah. Jesus come to offer. Jesus come to give. Jesus come to bring a peace of mind. Jesus come that there will be peace in our hearts. So that is what I want to say, Pastor Ray. May the Lord bless you and may God be with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you also, Pastor Green. Mfundisi, we have 2 minutes to wrap up. What say you then?
Mfundisi, elokugcina ngithi asipromoteni ukuthula, number one, in the house of the Lord. Then it's promote ukuthula with ourselves. Uqala uthi mina ngifuna ukuthula. Uma uba nokuthula wena, then uzobona ukuthi ukuthula kumnandi, then ukundlulisela kwabanye. Ungabe uwe upromotayo izimpi. Ungabe uwo promota i-division, promota i-strife, promota yonke le nto le lapho engafuneki. Promote i-peace, because the Bible says ukuthina, blessed are the peacemakers. And Hebrews chapter 12, yithina, shisekelani ukuba nokuthula nabo bonke. Promote i-peace emsebenzini lapho sisebenza khona. Promote peace even in our country. Amapeace ahlala ayenza nama political parties amanye amapeace wamanga ngoba ekugcineni kugcina kubuyelwe thini kuyoliwa, and we are suffering, abantu abasafarayo because kuloko kwezo ukuthula kwamanga. So ngiyamthanda umuntu unokuthula, hayi ukuthula lokwemvelo, but ngithanda ukuthula lokho ukuthi uyayenziswa se ufike komnikazi wokuthula. Ngoba uma ufika komnikazi wokuthula ke awusazenzeli wena, uyenziswa uye ukuthula. May the good Lord bless you.
May he bless you too. Let me say thank you so much to Pastor Green. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps that had nothing to do with the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the calls. We really appreciate. And Mfundisi Makamu, thank you so much. We appreciate it, sir.
Inkomo Mfundisi, inkomo sikomba simikateke singofu sunene niba ingisiti unkwavu.
Awuzweke. And of course, next week we are going to be talking about spiritual ignorance. And we are going to check as to when and how would we be rendered ignorant. We are going to look into that. And we are going to look into how the devil thrives on ignorance. We're going to look into that. Mfundisi Makamu, you can't see them from the main. Inkomo. And of course, thank you so much for the calls. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you for listening. And we thank the Father that you and I, he continues to teach us. May he be praised and his name be praised above all else. Mr. Shabalala, unfortunately, I can't play your voice note, but thank you so much. To the King above all else, we give him glory. From me, Ray Tuda, Rabba.
Faith, hope, and love on air. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.